Yeah, so Chamishia VaYishlach is one of these aliyahs in the Torah with almost all the attention going to, you know, the Ma'aseh Shechem and the different interpretations and the, you know, battle royale between the Rambam and the Ramban. But the truth is that there's just so much else there, you know, in such rapid succession after HaChazon Yaseh Sachoseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, and we'll develop the point, Kuma Leveisel V'Shev Sham V'Seh Sham Yisbeach, right, sort of things coming full circle. We already saw the Sforno yesterday. You know, we talked about the fact that Yaakov Avinu didn't wait, his reason makdim in the mitzvah, so vayatzev sham mizbeach, that he established the mizbeach, right away, because, you know, being in Eretz Yisrael was being in Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, you didn't have to wait, vishavti vishalom al beis avi. I thought, by the way, of a hint, I regret that I didn't mention it yesterday, you know, to support the sheet of the Sforno, that this was, you know, begeder, the matzeva becoming the beis elokim, the kaim is aneder. It's very unusual formulation. The pasuk vayatzev sham mizbeach, right? It doesn't say vayiven sham mizbeach, but vayatzev sham, perhaps to allude to the matzeva. In any event, then we, of course, you know, after that, you know, have you know, the death of you know, Rivka Imenu, the tragic death of Rivka Imenu, which is you know, concealed from the psukim. Dvora minekes Rivka, the alon bachos, the bechia kfula, Mechupeles of Yaakov Avinu, and then, you know, the double tragedy, Rivka doesn't live to see, you know, the affirmation of that which she envisioned the whole time, of Yaakov receiving the bracha, not from Saru Shalesav, but Lo Yaakov Yamero Chimcha Kim Yisrael, Ki Yisrael Yashemecha. So at least four, right, and they're all related in some sense, events that happened in quick succession after the Maisadina. Again, the, you know, number one, the, you know, the return to Beisel and everything of that symbolizes, and you know, the coming full circle, and the, you know, the critical nature of that moment, and the death of Devorah, plus the death of Rivka Imenu, and then, you know, the Birchas, you know, Tanchume Avelim, and the changing of the name of Yaakov to Yisrael in the formal sense. So you have all of these elements that can easily be swallowed, you know, if we're paying attention to the main story of Ma'aseh Din and Shechem, which we discussed last year. So I'd like to develop, again, the return to Beis El, and in particular, a certain development that the Sforno has there, based on the Ramban, as usual, but in his own, you know, fashion. Amakom l'hiskader anofach mishalo. Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, kum alei Beis El v'shev sham, Va'aseh sham mizbeach la'el hanerei lecha bevorchacha mipnei Esav achicha. Vayomer Yaakov al-Beisel ve'al kol asher imo hasiras Elohein echar asher besochem v'hi taharu v'achalifu simlo sechem. The Ramban thinks that this was a chumra because really the Avodah Zarah was already mevutal. A nachri can be mevatal Avodah Zarah. A member of Klal Yisrael cannot, but al taharas ha-kodesh, they shouldn't be affiliated at all even with Avodah Zarah Mivutelos, which is a very fascinating idea. So what exactly is the nature of this, you know, Kum Alei Beis El V'Shev Sham V'Aseh Sham Mizbeach? So the Ramban, using three distinctive theories, the Ramban writes, Lo Yadati Mahu V'Shev Sham Yitachin Shizuad L'Shev Sham Tchila V'Achar Ken Yaseh Mizbeach Li'Tar Me'Avodah Zarah. Okay, that would be one idea, and it's based on what happens just, you know, afterwards. O Min HaChalalim Shaharigu Ke'inyan Ve'atem Chanu Michutz Amachana Shevas Yamim Kilo Tzivu Adayin Mechatas VeYaakov Nizdar Zimitzvah Yitayar Terem Bo Sham O Sheyiyah V'Nakum B'Nala Beisel Mukdam B'Maisa. So the Rabban says it's A or B, right? In other words, Tara Me'Avodah Zarah, Tara from Tamas Meis V'Ulai Tziva V'Shev Sham Lifnos Machshavaso L'Davka Bakel, right? He doesn't want him to just build the Mizbeach straight away, but to have a little bit of, you know, time to process and to connect to the magnitude of the moment, 22 years in the making. The Sforno very much endorses that point of view. V'chaving daischa kodem shetivna Mizbeach, chinin amaram zach, hasidim arishonim, hayu shoen sha'achas mispalem, kidei shi'chavnu eslibam, you know, l'makom, v'aseh sham Mizbeach la'el hanirei lecha bevorchacha, Lasseis Hoda, Al Shakim Mechav Tacha, Shasa Shamkin and Maram, Mivarech, Barach Shasalin Asalines, Bamakom Hazah. So the Sforno really has a dual development of Shita Saramban, the third Shita of the Ramban, Lechavin, Lefanos Machshavasal, Davka Ba'el, is the Ramban's Lashon. So the Sforno says, Kodim Kol, right, that this is, you know, just part of, you know, what's required before engaging in, you know, a direct act of tefillah, which he's affiliating this mizbeach with chasidim rishonim shom sha'achas mispalim, it's a transition. And then, in particular, right, the second development, that it's really not just any tefillah, but it's hodah, sha'as alineis b'makom hazeh, right, that Yaakov had nothing, and he was indigent and impoverished, and all of a sudden, you know, Yaakov is able to come back to that space, and this hakaras hatov, you know, as well. So what I'd like to suggest is, twofold. I think that this, what emerges from the Sforno is, based on the Ramban, two distinctive dimensions of the kavana that Yaakov Avinu had to develop at this stage. You know, one of them, I think relates to transitioning from the Maisa Dina. Lefanus machshavasu ledavka bakel, and again, the Sforno projects this in a more quotidian sense, every single day, chasidim rishonim, right? But I think that there was a din prati here, a very specific requirement. And Yaakov obviously had a lot on his mind, experiencing what he experienced as a father, and then terrible, as far as Yaakov is concerned, unforgivable acts of Shimon and Levi, not just from a pragmatic standpoint, but we know that Yaakov would carry this with him the rest of his life. It was an unforgivable kind of a thing. You know, the question, of course, is why the Brismila, the idea that the Radvaz says Gershon is Garikatan Anola Dam. But there's all different ideas, you know, in terms of the discussion that the Rambam and the Ramban have, you know, with respect to this topic. But the point is that Yaakov had a lot of, obviously, what happened to Dina, Shimon and Levi defying him, right? Lulak chueitza, as Rashi emphasizes. And that required a kind of a pinoy machshava to be able to, you know, come back and engage in the mizbeach, the shevsham. I think the second dimension is no less important, right? The Sforno notes that part of the avoda of Beisel was hodah. Right, they had to give hodah, shasal nis b'makom hazeh, nis 22 years in the making, the survival in Beis Lavan, shalim b'tel raso, the survival from the encounter at the beginning of the parasha with Esav, surviving, you know, from Shechem in particular, the chitas ho elokim, al harim asher su osechem, the miracle that would transpire. Hodah hakaras hatov always requires, you know, a form of deep reflection. I would say that there are two elements within hakaras hatov. A great thing, somebody gets, you know, a job or has a child or a grandchild, and there's sort of a visceral hakaras hatov. There's also a deeper process of hakaras hatov. You know, you think back over, you know, a very long period of time, shachiyanu v'kiimanu v'higiyanu. Higiyanu is the journey that we travel. It can be a very long and arduous and oscillating journey, as Yaakov experienced it for 22 years. And to give a proper hakaras hatov, Yaakov has to think back a little bit, all of the travails, right? From the moment of Kivimakli Avarti Esayardein Hazeh, and there are so many of them, the entire experience of the Beis Lavan, and the entire experience of the confrontation with Esav, and the entire experience of Shechem, etc. So that too requires Vishev Sham Hisponinus, to be able to approach God even with that, you know, hakaras hatov. So part of it, in the immediate sense, is to be able to transition from a lot that's on his mind. That's the chasidim arishonim part. But another is to reach a much higher and directed kavana with respect to hakaras hatov. And for that, you know, for us, that's a critical point. You know, that's already a part of the Shemone Esrei. Maybe people are not intentional as they are during the petitionary section in the Pakasha, but really hakaras hatov also requires his bonanus as well.